Hey, what's going on, world? What's going on, men and women of God? What's going on? Big Alt Triple X. Oh, man. Heavenly Father, thank you on today. Father God, thank you for allowing me to be here. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to deliver your message. Father God, it's people out there that are naysayers. It's people out there, Father God, that speak wicked stuff over your life. It's people out there, Father God, that kick you when you're down. Father God, it's people out there that really don't care one way or the other about you. Father God, it's all a mirage with a mask in front of the real deal. But Father God, I come to you today in humbleness and in meekness. Father God, I come to you today as a praying man and a man of God to ask you, Father God, to help me so I can help the people that can't help themselves. Father God, I'm asking that you put a blessing bestowed upon me so in conjunction with you, I can bless other people. Father God, there's people out there that don't know what to say or how to say what they need to say to you. Father God, you got fake people out there. Father God, I'm praying right now that we be aware of the fakeness. Father God, I'm praying right now that we be alarmed on how the serpent move. Father God, I'm asking right now that you send anything that the enemy sent to us back to the sender. Father God, there's people out there that's going to try to take your mind, your heart and body and soul. But I rebuke you today in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That Satan, you have no power, no victory. You have no just over my soul, my viewers and listeners and subscribers' soul. Father God, the enemy is lurking and moving. But Father God, I send prayers up to fight my battles. Father God, it's been a long time since I had to get down and dirty with things. But Father God, I pray that you see and hear my prayers and it's all good. Father God, right now I'm asking that you put a shield around every soul that look at this video and need help. Father God, I'm asking that you grant them the things that they need. Father God, I'm asking that you bless us on today. Keep us safe, Father God, and keep us sound. And move and help us move. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Hey, listen, man, this Big Alt Triple X. And the thing that I want to tell you is that be weary of people. Be very weary of people. You will have people to speak things over your life. You will have people to try to kick you when you're down. Or if they think that you're down. You will have people to tell you one thing, but do another. And you know, the crazy thing is that I know it's some people that watches my show. They may watch it. I may have some people watch it because they really enjoy it. Then I may have some people to watch it for other purposes and other reasons. Do I know that? Firsthand, no, I don't. But when God gave me that discernment and that spirit, that's what let me know. See, sometimes it can be the people close to you that want harm to come to you. It can be your coworkers. It can be your former coworkers. It can be your neighbors. It can be the people you lay with. It can be your family members right in your household. But you have to watch what you say and who you say it to. Because I tell you, through experience, people will use it against you. And you have people that can really help you, they won't help you. But they will play the blame game and say, I told you this, I told you that, I spoke this, I spoke that. Everybody tell everybody everything. They tell everybody something. I done told people something. That don't make you God. That don't make you right. That just make you was neat. That just let them know you was needed at a place where they needed you because they didn't know. So understand that. It's people who you think are close to you, who you call your friends and families, they can be your worst enemy. But what I always say is prepare yourself day by day. Don't worry about what people are going to say about you. Don't worry about what people are going to think about you. You know, I know plenty of people. And I know for a fact that I have people that may not do certain things like they used to do with me because their own personal reasons on how they feel. You know, now we have become more emotional than anything. And whatever we feel, on how we feel, that's what we stick by and we stand on it. And we use this saying that we stand on business. Standing on business don't always make it mean that it's right. Which brings me into what I want to talk about today, about staying still. Out of all this, you got to stay still because God is going to bless you. Powerful verse right here, which is a known verse, but it's called Psalms 23. It's a known verse, but it's a powerful verse. It says that it's the Psalm of David. It says that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thy art is with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. So you got to stay still. Because just by reading this verse brought me so much insight. God is going to equip you and bring the things to you that you need so you can be comfortable. Even when you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. He's going to bring you a rod and a staff to comfort you. And you know what that rod and staff is? You're going to have to use it however you need to use it to save your soul because God brought it to you. That's right. So you got to stay still and you got to have patience. Just the way God brought him that rod and staff, brought David that rod and staff, God will bring you your rod and staff. Be still and know that I am God. That's what I got on the back. And even I got to live by that. Be still and know that I am God. Psalms 46 and 10. Ephesians 4:26 tells us, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. So God's saying, even if you anger, don't sin, but don't let the sun go down on your anger. Because we all know what that means, that your mind going to be in a different state when that sun go down. Big up, Triple X. I'm telling you, stay still. It says right here, in 1 Corinthians 2:1-16, but I ain't going to read the whole 1-16, but I'm going to read some of it. It says in 1 Corinthians 2:1-16, it says, and I, when I came to you, brothers, did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, so that your faith may not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So what that verse is saying right there, no matter what you go through, no matter how much comfort man tried to give you, if you have that faith in God, your words is going to rest within the power of God and not the wisdom of men. Because a man just going to give you understanding of something, the power of God going to make things move for you. See, it's people, listen. It's people out there, man, that's trying to get you day by day. It's people out there that say they with you and they're not. It's people out there that's going to speak bad on your name and make you out to be something you ain't. But woe unto them. And let me tell you why I say woe unto them. Because you can't harm God's children and don't expect for nothing to happen to you. You can't. That ain't how it go. That ain't how it go. So what you have to do is you have to make sure that you cover yourself and you do the things that you need to do that's right. Can't worry about what this person say about you. You can't worry about what this person think about you. As long as you know that you planted a good seed and you did the right thing, that's all that matters. Because there's people that's going to be waiting on your downfall. It's going to be people that's going to be waiting on your position. It's going to be people that going to talk bad about you, say you did things that you know you didn't do, and they're going to paint an awful picture about you. They're going to paint an awful picture about you. But you don't worry about that neither. Stay still and do what God tell you to do. And be quiet. Isaiah 30:15-18 says, for thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, you shall be saved. In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. Quietness and trust shall be your strength. But you were unwilling, and you said, no, we will flee upon horses. Therefore, you shall flee away, and we will ride upon swift steeds. Therefore, your pursuers shall be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the threat of one, and the threat of 5 you shall flee, till you are left like a flagstaff on the top of a mountain, like a signal on a hill. Therefore, the Lord waits to be gracious to you, and therefore he exalts himself to show you mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for him. Blessed are those who wait for the Lord. So when you have patience, God is going to be gracious to you. Stay still. I'm telling you, the enemy is closer than you think. Stay still. Stay still. Do what you have to do. Pray and work. Do all the things you have to do. But when I say stay still, that means cut people off, stay quiet, don't be communicating with a lot of people no more, get on a new leaf and a new thing, but keep your eyes and mind and everything focused on God. Everything. Heavenly Father, thank you on this day. Thank you, Father God, for watching over me. Thank you, Father God, for blessing me. Thank you, Father God, for this word. Father God, we're going to be obedient to your word. Father God, we're going to do exactly what you say in your word. And Father God, we ask that you protect us on our journey. And we ask, Father God, that you keep us safe. Because we're going to stay still. We're going to pray. We're going to fast. We're going to put work in. We're going to do things a new way. And we're going to stay still. In Jesus' name. Hey, listen, stay still out there. God loves you. Big God loves you. Peace.